Bava Basra, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Ches 3:8, the last of the Perek, and really not about Chazakos here at all, or Hezek Re'iyah, but rather since we talked about Hezek Re'iyah, you know, damaging the public, other people, here we're going to talk about damaging the public in other ways. It says, Ein osin chalal tachas rishus harabim boros shichin umaros. You can't tunnel under the ground beneath the rishus harabim, whether you're making a bor or a shiach or a ma'ara. Usually these things are open, well, at least the bor and the shiach is. But anyways, the point is, you can't use it, you can't make underground swimming pools or underground water storage facilities beneath the rishus harabim, because what's going to happen is it could cave in and you could injure people. Rabbi Eliezer, matir kadei shetei agalim halechas utuuna avanim. Rabbi Eliezer says, listen, if you make it well, that it could support the weight of even the heaviest thing that would go in the rishus harabim, like, for example, a wagon laden with rocks. That's as heavy as it gets, as far as Rabbi Eliezer is concerned. And if it's good enough for that, so then no one's going to get hurt, and it's permitted. Tanakama holds, well, I'm sure even if you do it right the first time, it only lasts so long. Eventually it could cave in, and someone can get hurt, you know, 50 years from now, and that's also not okay. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, if you do it right now, that's fine for now. We don't have to worry about the distant future. Halacha like Tanakama, of course. Now, the Rama, however, I should just add, says everything goes according to the Minhag HaMedina, what's normal, and it seems that people are agreeable to have certain underground infrastructure that benefits everybody, like, you know, sewage pipes and the like. So that would be permitted because everyone agrees to it, everyone waives the rights, it's permitted. Now, Ein Motzin Zizin Ugzusteros, the Rishus HaRam, you can't extend from your property into or over the Rishus HaRam protrusions and balconies and the like from your property, because the concern is that people who are passing by will get injured. They'll hit their head on it, they'll crash their car into it, and that kind of thing. So therefore, you can't, you know, take over the airspace of the Rishus HaRam. El Im Ratza, if you just really want to have a new balcony or put out a flagpole or something, Konas Dosoch Shalo Motzi. So then just recess into your property, like meaning, like, you know, recess your construction into your property line such that when it extends out towards the Rishus HaRam, it doesn't actually go into this airspace of the Rishus HaRam. Truth is, this only applicable while there are people who could get hurt, and the Gemara says that means up to the point of a person who's riding a camel sitting on its back. That's as high as traffic goes as far as the Mishnah is concerned, meaning if you're talking, let's say, a third-story balcony that overhangs the Rishus HaRam, you could do that because you're not bothering anybody, provided two things. Number one, you're not damaging people by, you know, them crashing into you or getting in their way. And also, you can't be causing shade. You can't cast a shadow. People want sunshine, so if you're placing it with it, they're going to get less sun. That also would be disallowed. But otherwise, you would be allowed to. The mission, the Perek, ends with the following. Laka chatzer uvazizinu gzisteros. What happens if one purchased a property and the property had existing protrusions over the public domain, or it has balconies of the public domain? So then can the people now say, listen, fix up your house and get the stuff which is interfering with public domain out of the public domain? The answer is no. Harezo bechezkasa, we will claim in court, the Bezin, so to speak, will claim on his behalf and saying, listen, presumably this is how it's been, and therefore the previous tenant did things right, whether it meant getting permission or retreating his property from his property line, was retreated away from the public so that his protrusions are all over his space. And therefore, we won't make the current new owner get rid of his balcony or the like. However, this is just because we don't know the facts. If hypothetically he wants to say, listen, I'd rather now just expand my home and take over the area that's beneath the balcony, that we won't let him do because maybe that is public area. So out of Suffolk, we won't make him retreat further or take down his protrusions. But he can't now use that assumption to now expand further and take land that was beneath those protrusions.